Today, I'm doing something different. Something that I have never done before. I'm not going to ask you to turn in your Bibles to a particular passage. There's no outline. There's no text, per se. I really don't even have a title. This is the best I got. Instead, I want you to listen. I want you to listen to the Bible itself. For the sermon this morning will simply be that, the Bible. All Scripture from beginning to end. Let's pray. Father, Isaiah 55 tells us that when your word goes forth, it never returns void. I'm asking you to fulfill that promise today. As for the next few moments, we hear absolutely nothing but your word. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the worlds, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things. And in Him all things consist. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. And all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that we are without excuse. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows forth His handiworks. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. And so the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. And breathe into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. The Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity. In sin did my mother conceive me. For the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and to keep it. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil ye shall not eat. For the day that ye eat it, ye will surely die. Now the serpent, he was more subtle than any beast of the field that the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat it, nor shall ye touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. And the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked. And so they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done? Then to Adam he said, cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of the ground you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return. Therefore, as through one man, sin entered the world, and death through sin. And now death has spread to all men, because all have sinned. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. For there is none righteous, no, not one. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. They are filled with unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice these things are worthy of death. For the wages of sin is death. The soul that sins, it will die. Then I, John, saw the dead. The devil who deceived them. He was cast into the lake of fire with brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. And there they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then I saw the great white throne, Him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. Anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Oh, who will deliver me from this body of death? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call His name Emmanuel. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. So when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation. And He took upon Him the form of a servant, and He came in the likeness of men. He committed no sin, nor was deceit found in His mouth. When He was reviled, He did not revile in return. When He suffered, He did not threaten. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one of us to our own way, and the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet He opened not His mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, as sheep before its shearers is silent, so He opened not His mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare His generation? For He was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people He was stricken, and they made His grave with the wicked and the rich at His death, because He had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in His mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. So then Pilate took Jesus and scourged Him. The soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on His head, and they put on Him a purple robe, and they said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They struck Him with their hands. Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Therefore, when the chief priests and officers saw Him, they cried out, "Crucify Him! Crucify Him!" And He, bearing His cross, went out to a place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified Him, and two others with Him, one on either side, and Jesus in the center. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness all over the face of the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, He said, "Father, into Thy hands I commit my spirit. It is finished." And He bowed His head and gave up His spirit. Now, after the Sabbath day, the first day of the week began to dawn. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, they came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and His clothing was as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of Him, and they became like dead men. The angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that ye seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen as He said." Jesus said, "Behold, the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes. They will condemn Him to death. They will deliver Him to the Gentiles. They will mock Him, scourge Him, spit on Him, kill Him. And on the third day, He will rise again." And He was seen by Peter, and then by the 12. After that, He was seen by over 500 brothers at once. And after that, He was seen by James, then by all the apostles. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, He was received up into heaven, and He sat down at the right hand of God. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. And they said to them, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you have seen Him go." I declare unto you the gospel, by which also you are saved, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now, if Christ is preached that He has been raised from the dead, how does some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is in vain. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ, they have perished. If in this life only we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. But now, Christ is risen from the dead. And He has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, but in Christ all shall live. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whosoever believes in Me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man would one even dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. What must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved? By the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in His sight. A man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. If you confess that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. There is no distinction between Jew and Gentile. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all who will call upon Him. For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. But he who does not believe the Son shall not see life. The wrath of God abides on him. Do you not know that unrighteousness will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. For he who does not believe is condemned already. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For it is by grace that we are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any one of us should ever boast. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. Let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord and He will have mercy on him. Let him return to our God and He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. The Lord is merciful. He is gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always chide with us, nor will He keep His anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor has He punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven are as high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Jesus said, come to Me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The Spirit and the Bride says, come. Let him who hears, come. Let him who thirsts, come. Whosoever desires, let him come and take of the water of life. I am the bread of life. He who comes to Me shall never hunger. And he who believes in Me shall never thirst. I am the light of the world. He who follows Me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I am the door. If anyone enters by Me, they will be saved. I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear My voice and I know them. And they follow Me. And I give them eternal life and they will never perish. Neither shall anyone pluck them out of My hand. My Father has given them to Me. And He is greater than all. No one is able to pluck them out of My Father's hand. What shall we then say to all these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who shall bring condemnation against Him? No, it is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all things we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Yes, you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed unto the last day. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. Rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourself to the former lust as in your ignorance, but as He who has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conduct, because it is written, be ye holy for I am holy. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Hey, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye will be also. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. But concerning those times and those seasons, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Jesus said, behold, I am coming quickly. Behold, I am coming quickly. Surely, I am coming quickly. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me by the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yes. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the very presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup is running over. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And then I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. This is the word of the Lord. Let's stand together for prayer this morning.